This is AgriPulse Drought Time for Wednesday, November 5th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. Many believe the political winds of compromise are blowing on Capitol Hill that might bring an end to the stalemate that has brought the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Randy Russell with the Russell Group believes change is coming.
And I just sense there's enough people on both sides now that feel enough is enough, and it's time to open the government up and some deal will be reached. I'm fully expecting that by the end of the weekend, the government will be open again, at least through, you know, the end of this year calendar-wise, and then they'll have to work on the funding for the rest of the year.
Russell believes as well there is a way for both sides to save face in compromise.
I think in the end that there's going to have to be an agreement between now and the end of the year about what they do about these tax credits relative to health care. Starting November 1st, people can start signing back up for the ACA, Affordable Care Act health benefits, and they don't have to officially, I think, do it until the end of January. So there's still time for them to work out these tax credits. Republicans want to put some income limits on those tax credits to try to lower the overall cost, and the Democrats want to push for a very strong multi-year, if not permanent, approval. I don't see a permanent approval, but ultimately I think an agreement will be reached on the health care tax credits, and I think that way both sides can maybe not totally claim credit, but at least be satisfied that their voices were heard.
Russell says the three Democratic victories yesterday came with a wider margin of victory than even most analysts expected. Russell says the victory's momentum will be facing headwinds of the year ahead.
But a lot can change between now and a year from now in the midterm elections. And we'll see what happens then. But they had a very good night last night because they had good candidates that were well-funded and frankly were not what I would call in those two states of New Jersey and Virginia. I think they were certainly more mainstream. I think you go a little north and east of New Jersey and you get into New York City, and I do think that's something Democrats are going to have to handle going into the 2026 midterm with Mondami as mayor, given some of the positions he's taken.
In other news on Capitol Hill today, oral arguments were presented before the Supreme Court on President Trump's use of tariffs. Brian Keel with Farmers for Free Trade says the court's decision may have bearing on U.S. trade policy.
So if the Supreme Court rules against the president, it doesn't mean all the tariffs will go away. It means some of them will go away, and some of them might get reframed as using different authorities. I don't think we're going to see a huge change in approach. I think this administration probably has tariff tools they can use. But I think it will shine a spotlight on the importance of Congress playing a role in these discussions. You know, Congress has been really passive when it comes to trade, and this Congress has not been doing that. I think it's something Congress should do, is get back in the active role of overseeing trade.
Keel says after thousands of miles of travel to over 18 states, the group has three main objectives.
Number one, we think that farm inputs should be exempted from tariffs. So the U.S. should not be putting taxes on fertilizer and farm chemicals and tractor parts and steel needed to make grain bins. That just drives up costs for American farmers. And so the U.S. controls those tariffs. We could exempt certain items from the tariff list, even if we want to keep putting tariffs on other countries. You know, why put tariffs on fertilizer? That just seems like a self-inflicted wound.
Keel says farmers want to see additional trade agreements signed and also to maintain open and free trade with both Canada and Mexico. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 9th through 14th in Anaheim, California. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register today at annualconvention.fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.